This year's almond production season was tough, hot temperatures, and then the fires. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report. Jason Chandler is an almond grower in Merced County. He mentions this strange production year.
One of the most interesting things was it was super hot, and we were really worried about the trees drying up because you have to dry them up during harvest.
But it was earlier than they needed the trees to dry up.
So we were really nervous. It was 109 to 110 a couple of days, and they were really hurting. And then all of a sudden, those fires start.
And there were many fires up and down the state of California, which created a lot of smoke in the valley.
The temperature went down to 89 all of a sudden, and the trees really responded by being a lot healthier. They weren't hurting as much. It's kind of crazy.
And that's all because the smoke shielded the sun, which allowed the temperature to drop.
Basically, the sun would come out barely from maybe 11 to 3. Yeah, it was amazing.
Jason said you couldn't see more than a mile down the road.
A lot of people had actually the nuts didn't dry as fast on the ground.
Because after the nuts are shaken to the ground, they stay there for about a week to get conditioned and dry down a little bit.
But that slowed down because of the smoke.
For pistachio growers, be on the lookout for Botrysferia during the harvest season so that a strike-cutting program can be initiated in the fall if necessary. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the Tree Nut Report.